Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
He's been the voice of Chiefs Kingdom since 1994.
Damian Williams, 20, stays in bounds, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Kansas City, Damian Williams runs to immortality!
Here's Mitch Holthus on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Yeah, Tom Brady, you take a back seat to our next guest, Mitch Holthus, who's brought to you by Silverstein Eye Centers. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Centers, and brought to you by GEHA. GEHA is the proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Mitch, before I bring you on, I just want to say this. Yesterday we talked about the Broncos. God, Mitch, I hate the Broncos.
Yeah, there's lots of reasons not to like them, I think, down through the years. That's why it was crazy to beat them 15 straight times. And then the ambush game last year, where there was a lot of things that happened then. The crazy snowstorm. Patrick was up all night puking. And something that happened in that game, Dusty, that I thought, well, I'm going to go back and look at this. If you play an international game and you play on the road prior to the international game, it's just look at the numbers on that if you want to look it up over the past 3 to 4 years, because there's so many distractions even the week before you go internationally. And we, of course, played Miami and Germany after that. Sounds like a bunch of excuses. And Denver was waiting. They were waiting in the weeds for us, and they will be in this game on Sunday. I'm concerned about this game because Denver's better. Bo Nix has played better week by week. Their defense is legit. Short week. All that's a factor. You're going to have to power through this and take care of business and avoid the ambush.
Yeah, you talked a little bit about Denver and concerning you, but they're still not as good, obviously, as we are. What's their MO and how they could go about winning a game like this?
Well, they're very good defensively. I mean, you could argue two of the top three defenses in the NFL are going to be on this field Sunday. And what they do, though, Bob, and their modus operandi is to get you behind the chains. You know, that's a football vernacular cliche, stay ahead of the chains. Mm-hmm. Well, against certain teams, you've got to be careful. If you get behind the chains, you're swimming with piranha. And that's what these guys do. Now, I'm going to give you some obvious ways they do it. They're second in the league in sacks with 31. They've got sacks all over the board, whether it's Nick Benito or Allen's very underrated. They got John Franklin Myers they picked up in the offseason. And they'll get you in tackles for losses. Now, all of a sudden, second and 12. It's what Kareem Hunt has done for this team to avoid that. But where they're tricky and where they get you, they are third in the league in forcing penalties on their opponent, meaning they'll drag you into the mud. A little extra a punch, pull, twist, you get caught. Now you have a penalty, and now you're second and 20 or first and 25, and you're in real trouble against these guys. So that's where they'll attack those. They're going to attack on the outside a lot. So the Chiefs, and I can give you a reason why they've been undefeated that people haven't talked about, but stay ahead of the chains in this game, man. Some games it's more important than others.
I think from last week, and I said yesterday on the show, you know, it's okay to be like Baltimore in this situation where they won 41-10 against Denver last week. DeAndre Hopkins on this team looked like he arrived. And then of course, a lot of people like Nate Taylor dissected things. I know you did, said he didn't really run like really high IQ routes in that game where he had 8 for 86 and 2 touchdowns. This is now another week implicated into Andy Reid's offense. What do we see now with the development against a team that gave up a lot of yards to save Flowers in the first half last week? The Ravens got a lot for their offense against Denver, and now Denver comes to Kansas City, and now DeAndre Hopkins now here in the third straight week.
Let me give you the Surgeon General's warning about that Ravens game. Don't be tricked by the 41-10.
Okay.
For whatever reason, they lost their mind and went for it on fourth down five times.
I saw that.
And three of the five were like, what are you doing? Did Brandon Staley join your staff all of a sudden? Because they were poor decisions. And it put the Bronco defense, and Lamar was hot. Mm-hmm. So the 41-10, don't be tricked by it. But the second thing I would say, here's the D-Hop 2.0 influence. And I think I told you guys last week, there's a direct and a sublime influence with D-Hop. One, it helps Kelce. It's no coincidence that in the two games D-Hop's been out there, Kelce's had 28 targets, 24 catches, and 192 yards. That's direct. I also think it helps Xavier Worthy. Dude, just play. You don't have the weight of the world on your shoulders. Just play like Hollywood and Rashi is here, the way you were in camp. But here's where, with Pat, here's these numbers. Listen to these numbers with Pat. In the before D-Hop, his completion percentage, which was good, his career high at 67.9, is 74.4 with D-Hop.
Wow.
On the field. 232 yards per game passing, 277 D-Hop. Here's the big one. TD over INT. Pre-D-Hop, 6 over 8. 6 TDs, 8 picks. Since D-Hop, 5 touchdowns, 1 pick. Pat's quarterback rating pre-D-Hop, 82.5. Since D-Hop, 107.4. You're seeing a profound defense, sublime and direct, with number 8 wearing red.
That's crazy. I mean, that's the stuff like the national people are talking about with Patrick Mahomes. Every time I turn on something nationally, well, Patrick Mahomes has 8 interceptions, 9 interceptions. Can this sustainability continue? And then you see he's won 3 games in the last drive this year alone. Like, the stuff that the national people glam onto about Patrick Mahomes, I feel like they missed the boat, man.
Well, pre-D-Hop, post-D-Hop, the one thing that's been there, he's third in the league in fourth quarter rating. You look at his fourth quarter, he's at 123.2, 4 touchdowns, no picks, in the fourth quarter when it matters most. He's the baseball analogy of 0-for-3. He comes up in the ninth with 2 on, and he blasts a double, and you win the game. Mm-hmm. That's Patrick Mahomes. The other thing, on third down, he's been ridiculous. You look at his third down numbers, it's very Patrick-like. He's fourth in the league, but a 113-point quarterback rating. But they have soared to number 1 in the league right now in third down percentage because Pat has been so good on third down and in the fourth quarter.
That's crazy. I mean, he's so good everywhere. But when you're that good that late in the game, that's what separates you from everybody else. It's like that's the thing that nobody else in this league can even come close to matching is the way he closes out the game. And we were talking, I guess it was Thursday on the show, Mark Schlereth compared him to Mariano Rivera. And I'm like, that's a great comparison. Mariano Rivera was the best at what he did. Patrick Mahomes is the best at what they did. But they do it in that nut-cutting time, you know?
Well, and you'd think Mariano Rivera threw that sinker. You think somebody's going to hit that sinker. Nobody could hit it, you know, for years. Mm-hmm. And so with Patrick, you're thinking something. But in the fourth quarter, man, he's he's been phenomenal, and now you just add the D-Hop element to it, and it just makes it all the better.
Short week. Any nerves?
Yeah, okay. For sure.
I figured.
This team's
have to
been
travel at least, right? So that's the only
no
advantage.
Travel. Oh,
the only
thank, one? Thank the Lord, no travel.
Yeah. Not only a short week, but a look-ahead game, too, which we can get to in a second.
That's another factor. But this team, this Chiefs team has been so good, Dusty, since the beginning of 2022, is the fact that they take what's right in front of them. Mm-hmm. You know, the coaching, hey, we just play the next play and all that. Okay, again, cliche. But the reality of it is you have to do that. It's just very few teams do that. You have to take what's right in front of you. So they're very mentally mature throughout the entire team. But this is pushing through. That's an Andy Reid. This is a push-through game, no ambush. But you're going to have to fight your tail off against Piranha and push through this. Because after that Monday night game, you know, I saw those guys. They're like, we got to get ready. We got to get this figured out. I was going to mention some folks. How you push through it, though, Rick Burkholder's staff, Tiffany Morton, Julie Freimeyer, David Glover, Alec Nichols, the dietitian, Nikki Mintz, comes into play. And then John Runyon, remember the long snapper for the Eagles, his daughter is now working for Rick, Alyssa Runyon. And then Tom Yamashita guy. I think it's Tom Yamashita. But anyway, it takes a village in these short weeks because people don't realize just how tough it is to win this game.
Mm-hmm.
And to push through it means you've got to get your work done and get prepared for really good defense and try to torment Bo Nix. but you have to do it in every way, shape, or form, whether that's rest, nutrition, work through the bumps and bruises. But after I left the stadium, I've been in the league 31 years. After I left the stadium Monday night, I'm going, ooh, this is going to be a tough one. We got to figure it out, push through it.
And always with the divisional games. But they're 8-0 for a reason. They're on this run for a reason because they don't let what would concern another organization concern them. It's like, it's just wild to watch how we take this short week, and if this was another organization, we'd be like, oh, my God, Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, they've got this. Like, they just have that extra gear where the stuff that has affected teams over the years really sometimes just doesn't bother them.
Let me tell you the two big areas of why they're 8-0 that people haven't talked about. And this is where it gets kind of into the nitty-gritty. And one is they're the third least penalized team in the league. So now this goes back to my crux of the matter where the Broncos will try to get you behind the chains.
Well, the refs are on the side of the Chiefs. That's why, right?
Oh,
right?
I forgot. Yeah, that's right. Forgot. Wait a minute. Let me check reels here. Yeah. Oh, yeah, they all are. Yeah, fake right. reels.
Like that that play on Trent McDuffie last week, the phantom holding penalty. That's clearly the refs on the side of the Chiefs.
That's right. Thanks for reminding me that. And I just completely blanked out. Third fewest penalties on the team. So, I mean, in the league. And I figured up the penalty yardage book to book. If 100 yards equals 7 points, it's about a 13 to 14 point difference in penalty yardage.
Wow.
Here's your other one, drops. Remember, we led the Galaxy last year in drops. 32nd in the league, by far. Mm. 31 was a long way away from 32, if you go back and look at it. And if the average completion for Patrick Mahomes is somewhere like 8.9, then it's another probably 12 to 14 points you're getting back on the six fewest drops in the league. So you're losing yards. I call them hidden yards. Mm-hmm. You sit there and look and you go, where's those yards at? And it's penalty yardage when they happen, and then the drops. Not happening this year.
Yeah.
Fewer drops, way more pristine in playing, and that adds up to almost 20 points that you did not have a year ago.
You know, we had a great question from the text line come in and said, would you rather have Rashi Rice and Isaiah Pacheco or Kareem Hunt and DeAndre Hopkins?
I'm not going to answer that. I want all four of them.
Great question, right?
I know. Yeah. I want all four of them, though. It's like, which child do you love the most, right?
Yeah. Well, the thing that popped into my head is that the experience in the playoffs is so much more for Rice and Pacheco than it is for DeAndre Hopkins and Kareem Hunt. Here we are talking about two vets versus two. It's just the storylines are your mind would explode when you start diving into it.
Well, when you look at Rush, he's 4-0 in the playoffs, yeah. And Pop is 7-0. That class of 2022,
right?
Which is part of the keeping things in front of you. They were that way the very first day they walked into the building, so emotionally mature, meaning that those guys, you know, the Brand Cook and Karloftis and down the line McDuffie, the 22 class. Mm-hmm. But what's interesting, though, of staying ahead of the chains is the Kareem Hunt is giving you 1st and 5. He's mm-hmm. giving you 3rd and 2. He's giving you 2nd and 3. He's just those 4 extra yards mean everything, especially against a Denver team. Mm-hmm. And we know already what D-Hop does. But I'm not going to take Rashi Rice and Pop out of the equation.
See, I went with the two veteran guys because I think it's fun. And I don't know how you judge this by watching. Maybe you can't, but maybe just get that feel. Like, DeAndre Hopkins and Kareem Hunt have motivation on their side as well. Hopkins has never been there, and Kareem's like, I got to make up for lost time. I missed this whole thing, you know? So I look at those two, like, with that motivation of never being there and the excitement and the want to, like, to carry this team over the edge.
It's an excellent point. I think I said it last week. When you look at D-Hop's career, he's only played in 6 playoff games.
Wild.
He's won 2 wild cards. That's it. That's it. And I live that life. I told you the Carlos Dunlap story. Played 12 years and had never won a playoff game. And when we beat Jacksonville in 2022, I found him because I said, dude, I went 21 years and didn't win one. And beating a wild card Houston team with, I don't know, Brian Hoyer at quarterback was the greatest thing in my life. And he goes, we're not done. He had tears in his eyes. He goes, we're not done. I go, no, we're not. I did the same with Tranquil last year. Tranquil was like, I've never done this. And so your point's a good one, especially for guys who are veterans. In D-Hop's case, in Kareem's case, much different, because he's getting a second chance that very few humans ever get, especially in the National Football League, and he knows it. You'll look in his eyes, and he goes, I'm getting the shot I never thought I would get again.
Now your days are saying, gosh, another AFC Championship game coming up. All right, whatever.
Yeah. No.
Everybody goes, I know.
Stay hungry and humble. I go, no. I had 21 years of you know, it's humility.
It's interesting. Yeah, that you
keep reminding me, but it's not something that's lost.
It's interesting you bring up DeAndre Hopkins in the playoffs. His last playoff game was Houston Texans losing that comeback game from Patrick Mahomes. So I can guarantee you that man is hungry.
Jay Reid also has talked about that.
That's
it's
right.
Funny because D-Hop brought that up in his comments after the game on Monday night. He goes, I finally won in this place. Well, you're wearing the right uniform.
It is crazy. But that's what I tell people all the time. You got to enjoy this. I think sometimes people forget where we were and where we are. And sometimes they just miss the big picture. They're focused on stuff that just doesn't matter. And they're worried about the guy we didn't get at the trade deadline instead of going, this team's 8-0, man. This is a magical time to be a Chiefs fan.
Or what pro sports franchise is doing what the Chiefs are doing right now? Is it the Celtics? I don't know. Who in the NHL is doing? I don't follow it that closely. MLB's not that way. Not 12 years. If the Chiefs win this game, it will be 12 consecutive years of a winning season. That's stupid. And it's the next closest are the Buffalo Bills with 5.
Mm-hmm.
And so to do it and to do it consistently in a league that's set up where.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Where it's made so that you don't do that, mm-hmm. right? Think about the Rams falling off the cliff after they won the Super Bowl. But to do it year after year after year with superstars who are hungry and humble and a Hall of Fame coach who's starting to put his face on Mount Rushmore.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who comes off that mountain, or we're going to put a fifth one up there.
There's a guy on TV right now dating a 23-year-old that may not be long for the world on that Mount Rushmore.
You said that. I didn't.
Mitch, we appreciate the time. Also, yeah. Speaking of numbers, I think if they beat this Denver Bronco team, that'd be, what, 11 years they've won the AFC West? Or is it 10?
For to win it consecutively?
Yeah.
It'll be nine.
Nine
straight.
Okay, nine.
But it's second in NFL history.
There we go.
And so I was going to give you another one. There's another great stat of trailing eight straight, trailing in the second half, eight straight games and winning all eight. It's never happened in NFL history. I mean, what we're experiencing every week is just, it's nuts. But I'm telling you, I'm going to sound the warning right now.
Okay.
This game is going to be knocked down, drag out. Got to beat these guys because they are piranha.
All right, we'll end on that. That's Mitch Holtis, our guy. Every Friday, it's brought to you by Silverstein Eye Centers. Achieve your best vision and experience. Outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Centers. Also brought to you by GEHA. GEHA is the proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Mitch, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Dusty. Thanks, Bob. Stay focused, Dusty. It's Bronco Week.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.